Well, folks, it's Luke Clayton, and it's time for High Plains Outdoors. This is the segment each week where we talk about hunting, fishing, cooking fish or game, or anything to do with the outdoors. We have a guest today, a good friend of mine, Joe Dunn. Now, Joe is a chaplain for Victim Relief Ministries, and this ministry that he does, he rides with different police departments, and they go out, and he's kind of a first line for people that's involved, with violent crimes and stuff. He's one of the first people to talk to them. But he and his wife, Donna, also do Feeding the Homeless program they have for years. And Joe is an expert barbecuer, and that's what we want to talk about today, especially barbecue and wild pork. Joe, thank you, buddy, for being here.
Hello, Luke. How are you?
Could not be better, buddy. And, we recently had a wild hog that you and I took out of the woods. We got him, and you used the name is the Beast. Your great big smoker that has got a firebox as big as most fireplaces in most homes. But one time I cooked 6 deer on this on Joe's smoker. But this thing is huge. I want you to understand how big it is. That's how big the thing is. But Joe recently cooked this wild hog. And it's some people that probably wouldn't have the opportunity to eat wild or any good barbecue were the ones, the recipients of it. And it was, they really enjoyed it. So we want Joe to give us some tips. Joe, kind of walk us through how you turned out that excellent barbecue. And we won't say pulled pork. This was chopped. And kind of start from the beginning with the quartered sections, how you got them ready.
Yes, sir. We took all the quartered pieces of the meat, and first thing we did was we put our favorite seasonings in there. I use a little Tony's. I know you've got your favorite seasoning. And we prepare the meat with our seasoning. If you want to put any dry rub or barbecue, you can put it on there and then put it on the smoker. I use pecan wood, but everybody has their preference. Personally, I like the pecan. I think it puts a little bit of a sweet flavor to the meat. But we smoke it for 3 hours right at. I do it. It depends on your smoker. I want to get a quarter of an inch to an eighth of an inch in between their smoke ring as to not overpower it. And then once we get that done, we smoke it for, like I say, about 3 hours. And then we pull the meat. We take and wrap it in heavy foil. And we put it back on the smoker. And we'll smoke it at that point. I'll put a little beef broth in there because these wild hogs and deer meat are so lean. There's not any fat on there.
Right.
So we'll put a little beef broth in there to give us a little bit of steam to keep the meat moist, and it'll also add some good flavor to the meat.
Well, I tell you, Joe, after I think you told me this one hog, the quartered up sections for about 15 hours or maybe a little longer than that. That was excellent. Now, you could make pulled pork when you took it off the – I was there with you when you took it off the beast out of the smoker. The meat just falls off the bone. But, you know, pulled pork is kind of a shredded pork, longer meat, strands of meat. You chop this, and I'll tell you, a lot of those folks that enjoyed it could not tell. They really – until they were told different, I think they really thought they were eating beef brisket. It's that good. But chopping it makes it looks like beef brisket even to me, Joe.
Yes, sir, it does. And one of the other things we do is we combine the prime with the back roast. We put the ribs, the tenderloin, everything that your favorite parts of the meat, we mix it all together, and that brings all those different flavors together as well. And it really makes for some good tasting barbecue.
Joe, one quick question. Through the years, how many meals of barbecue do you think you and your wife, Donna, have served to the homeless folks? Just a wild guess.
Donna and I was talking recently, and we figured over the years we fed between 15,000 and 20,000 meals.
Yes, I was trying to guess how many myself, but very, very many. And through that, you've learned a whole lot about barbecue. And Joe, we really appreciate you being with us. We're out of time for today's show, but maybe we can get you back in the future, and you can give some more tips on outdoor cooking. How about it?
Yes, sir. I'd love it.
Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.